This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. This is Baseball Outside the Box with Peter Caliendo. Innovative thoughts from baseball's best coaching minds from around the world. Brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. Now your host, former USA Baseball National Team Coach, Peter Caliendo.
Hey, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you're at in the U.S. or around the world. This is Pete Caliendo. I am the host of Baseball Outside the Box. That's the show that loves to interview baseball's best coaching minds who love to challenge the status quo. Folks, where have we been? Well, we've been on a hiatus for 10 days. We needed that break, you know, over 14 months pandemic, not getting any work done there, a little stressed out possibly, but it's great to have that break. We went traveled around the U.S. checking out for some new homes, a new location, and a brand new start. Can't wait to start somewhere new. It will be a lot of fun. And I want to welcome everybody in the U.S. and around the world, and a special aloha to our folks in Honolulu, ESPN Honolulu, carrying our show. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. This is just a special announcement because we're back on. We've been gone 10 days, and we are excited. You know, when you're gone 10 days, you get a chance to refresh yourself, think about new ideas, new shows, maybe even practice a little bit on what you're going to be doing in the future. Try to make yourself better all the time. And certainly that really helped, especially getting away a little bit and kind of refreshing your mind. So we are excited about the shows that are coming up. I'm going to tell you about one show that's coming up tomorrow. We are, especially Honolulu fans, you guys are going to want to listen to this show. One of your own, born in Honolulu, Keenan Sue. He is the head baseball coach for 7 years at Punahoa High School there. Actually, it's K through 12, Punahoa High School, K through 12. He won a state title in 2019, first time ever. Actually, before they won it, I think they won it in 2010, I believe. He's been a head coach there, graduated there, went to school there and everything. Then came to the U.S., McAllister College, a D3 school, played ball there, a shortstop, went on to then coach there and back in Honolulu coaching high school, which is their K through 12. This is going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be interesting. I think we're going to learn a lot from Keenan. He is definitely a great young man. And guess what? He's a pilot for Hawaiian Airlines. Yeah. Being a pilot, talk about pressure. We're going to talk about pilot and how you train, how that relates to coaching and coaching young players. And folks, don't forget Caliendo Sports International. If you listen to the show, yeah, we're live on Facebook right now. But if you're listening to the show all the time, you hear us talk about Caliendo Sports International. We've got two teams. Very fortunate because we've not had any business for 14 months. We're very fortunate now that we're able to go to Italy if everything goes well. July 25th to August 4th with a high school team. We're looking for three players anywhere in the U.S., actually anywhere in the world, would like to join us. We got great coaches. We've got a great program, competition, cultural experience. Let me tell you, by far one of the best experiences I think a young person in the family can have when it comes to the sport of baseball or any sport, actually. And get this, you know, yes, it's expensive, obviously, to travel overseas. But if you can do it once, do it, because, you know, a lot of players, they're going to showcases all the time. That's great. Fine. But there's only so many showcases you can go to. You're going to get exposure if you're a good player. So if you get a chance, do the trip internationally. We've got others coming up next year and also in December, Christmas break. But right now we're heading to Italy with a high school baseball team. And after that, it will be a high school softball team. We've done this many times. That softball team goes August 5th to the 15th. We're looking for two players there. If you're interested, listen, email me at petercaliendo@att.net or caliendo19@gmail.com. So folks, hopefully you'll join us. It will be a lot of fun with international travel. I guarantee it. And don't forget, tomorrow at 7 p.m. Central Time, Keenan Sue, the high school head coach at Punahoa High School in Honolulu, seventh year head coach there, won the state title in 2019, the first time since 2010. We're going to talk about a lot of great stuff about developing. Hawaiian baseball is interesting. You know, a lot of people living in Hawaii. It's not a big population yet. Look at all the big leaguers, college players. Why are players being developed there at a young age so well? Well, there's a lot of good reasons. And if you want to learn about that, join us tomorrow. It'll be live on Facebook. and also live on YouTube at Peter Caliendo. That Facebook page is Peter Caliendo. Then the audio is going to go on ESPN Honolulu. Thank you, folks. And baseballoutsidethebox.com. Folks, thanks for joining us today. Again, short announcement. I want to tell you about the show tomorrow night. And I also want to wish you all, hopefully throughout the pandemic, you have done your best to create good habits, whatever those habits may be. Health number one, right? Make sure that you're healthy, drink plenty of water, walk, jog, exercise every day. Find that time to do that because it's about your health. Health is so important, your immune system. Take your vitamins, especially vitamin D. That helps with the vaccine. It helps with the virus. Hopefully you're vaccinated. That'll help also, I'm sure. But the main thing is, to me, stay healthy. That's the most important area. Health is, I'll tell you what, I lost 30 pounds, folks. I'm not an expert in health, but I lost 30 pounds. How? Exercising and watching what I eat. Not dieting, watching what I eat. I eat good stuff. I stay away from sugar. I stay away from adding too much salt. I don't eat large portions. If I'm hungry, I'll eat certain things that, like vegetables, fruit, certain things that will help you in the long run. But again, I don't overdo it. And 30 pounds over the year, I took my time. If you're looking to lose some weight, and let me tell you something, you will feel so good. I feel fantastic, okay? Not let alone taking 10 days off, but I feel fantastic just by a weight loss I have. And I did it by starting slow, exercising every day. I didn't exercise for 2 hours. I started a half hour, I built up little by little. Start even 10 minutes, 10 minutes a day, do a walk. Then add 15. Then maybe cut back on certain things like sugar, maybe you don't cut it back all the way, but cut it back a little bit and a little bit at a time, right? Because, it's tough to cut it back all right away and you're not trying to do it fast and time flies. So when time flies, you're going to do this fast. You'll be surprised how a year goes past just like that. Before you know it, you're a lot healthier and you feel much better. So folks, thanks for joining us. Stay safe. Stay healthy. God bless you all. See you on tomorrow's show, 7 p.m. Baseball Outside the Box, the show that loves to interview baseball's best coaching minds who love to challenge the status quo. See everybody tomorrow.
This has been Baseball Outside the Box with Peter Caliendo. Listen online at baseballoutsidethebox.com and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and all major podcast outlets. Join the conversation on Facebook and Twitter. Get all of our podcasts now at lineupmedia.fm.